Let us all pray. Almighty and ever blessed God, our Heavenly Father, we come unto thee again, and we thank thee once more, O Lord, our God, that we find ourselves in such a place and in such an attitude, in such a posture. We thank thee for the place wherein thine honor dwells. We thank thee, O Lord, for a place in a world of sin and shame and noise and bustle, where we can come together quietly and worship thee and sing thy praise and read thy word. O God, we thank thee that in a world of so much darkness, we come to a place where we have so often seen the light. O Lord, we thank thee that thou hast provided thus for us as we pass through this world of time, that we can come together and see something of that grace and of that glory. We thank thee, O Lord, that thou art a sun and a shield. And so we thank thee for all that we are conscious of as we gather together thus in thy house this evening. We thank thee, O God, for the very precincts of thy house. We thank thee for the atmosphere which we are ever conscious of when a number of thy people come together to worship thee and to sing thy praise in this way. We thank thee, O God, for an atmosphere that is so different from that of which we are aware outside in the world. O Lord, we know not how to thank thee sufficiently, that thou hast ordained that thy people should come together in this way and manner, and as they go through this journey called life, might rest a while. O God, we therefore lift up our hearts in humble praise and adoration for all thy goodness to us and for all the possibilities that we are conscious of at this very moment here in thy presence. Lord, we do bless thee and thy great and holy name more and more, that we are ever conscious of this other factor that changes everything, because we know that we are not left to ourselves. O God, we have so often been disappointed in the world and its gatherings and its conventions. We realize, O Lord, that they have ever failed us because there was nothing beyond the power of men. But we bless thee that thou art here, and that with thee nothing is impossible, and that therefore impossible things can happen. We thank thee, O Lord, our God, that we ever come therefore into thy house and into thy presence in a spirit of expectation and of anticipation. O God, we pray thee that thou wouldest create that within us all this night if we haven't got it, and that thou wouldest increase it in us if we do possess it in a measure. O God, forgive us that we have so often been guilty of measuring thine illimitable power by our small and puny measures. Help us to know tonight that thou art able to do for us exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Help us, O God, to see something tonight anew and afresh of the unsearchable riches of Christ. O Lord, enlarge our hearts, we pray thee. Enlarge our minds, open our understandings. Take from us, O God, all that restrains us and fetters us. Grant that we may know thy Spirit operating in us and upon us in great power and in great freedom. O Lord, we know that as we pray thus, we are only praying for that which thou hast so often done for thy people. We thank thee for all the records that we have behind us. We thank thee for thy word. We thank thee, O Lord, for all those many occasions we read of there, of how thou didst come down amongst thy people. And coming down, thou didst change everything. We thank thee, O Lord, for the descent of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, and his coming again in like manner upon those early apostles and disciples. We remember how on one occasion the place where they were assembled together was shaken. O Lord, thou art the same God. Thou art the God of our fathers, the God of the patriarchs, the God of the apostles, the God of all the martyrs and the confessors, the God of the reformers, the Puritans, the covenanters, the God of the Methodist fathers. Thou art still the same. And therefore we humbly pray thee to look upon us here gathered in thy presence this night, and to pour down thy Spirit upon us. For we know, O Lord, that apart from thy Spirit, and his mighty and gracious operations, our coming together will be in vain, though we may enjoy it and may have found peace and comfort. But, O Lord, we long for thee, the living God. Our souls cry out for thee. O God, wilt thou therefore raise us up above every other consideration, and grant us one by one a great soul thirst for thee. Lord, thou knowest all about us, and we rejoice in that fact. We confess that there have been times when we were terrified by that fact, but now we thank thee for it, for we have so often discovered that we were not aware of our true needs. We thought we understood, but we were wrong. We were protecting ourselves. We thought we needed comfort when we needed chastisement. O Lord, we thank thee then that thou knowest all about us, and that thou art able to deal with us and our every need and our every condition. We pray thee, therefore, that this night thou dost take thine own great and glorious word and bring it home to us one by one in great power and authority and might. O Lord, wilt thou speak tonight in such a manner that we shall all know that thou hast been speaking, and that we shall never be the same again. We thank thee, O Lord, for thy promises. We thank thee that they're exceeding great and precious, and we pray that thou wouldest graciously fulfill them in our midst here in thy presence at this very hour. Lord, we therefore surrender this service into thy hands and pray that thou wouldest use it to that end. And hear us as we think of all thy people gathered together like this in all parts of the world. O Lord, we thank thee that even in these days thou hast thy faithful people. We thank thee for them, and we pray that they this night may know great liberty and freedom in thy presence. We continue to pray for all who are hard pressed and persecuted and tried. We pray for all little groups of people meeting together in fear and trembling because of authorities and powers set against them, back in the conditions of the early church. O God, wilt thou be with them as thou wert with thy servants at the beginning, and fill them with a sense of thy glory and of thy power. Take from them the spirit of fear, O Lord, and grant that they may be enabled to witness the good confession. We again would commend to thee most urgently, O Lord, the case of many of thy people in many countries in different parts of the world where they've suddenly found themselves in new circumstances and conditions, thrust into positions of leadership and power, whereas formerly they had depended upon others. O Lord, wilt thou be with them? Wilt thou give them great wisdom and great understanding, and show them what thou wouldest have them do? O Lord, we commit them and commend them unto thee in all parts of the world. Great God, we do indeed pray that thou wouldest, in the midst of the years and all the darkness and the confusion of the times, make thyself known in a mighty manner. Lord, we thank thee for the faith that thou hast given us. We thank thee that we know that thou wilt vindicate thyself and thy great truth. We know that thou hast thine own time, O Lord. Forgive us if we are guilty of impatience before thee. But we see thy name blasphemed, thy cause desecrated, and we pray thee therefore, O Lord, to rise in thy glory and power, and to make thyself known, and cause the peoples who are antagonistic and opposed to tremble in thy great and holy presence. Hear us, O God, in this our prayer, and hear us as we again commend to thee the powers that be. We pray for all that are in authority. We pray for those who reign and rule over us, and all the leaders and the rulers of all the nations. Lord, wilt thou deal with them so that, set as they are in positions of prominence, they ever may be a pattern of godliness and righteousness and holy living to the peoples. O Lord, wilt thou look upon them and give them the wisdom that they need in these times of troubles? Show them, O God, what thou wouldest have them do. We bless thee that we know that thy purposes are sure, and we rest in the confidence that thy kingdom shall come, and that Christ Jesus shall rule and reign over all. Hear us, O Lord, and hear us as again with tenderness we bring before thee the case of many who have asked for our petitions. There are those who are old and infirm. We pray that as they lose the power and the possession of their faculties, that thou wouldest grant unto them, O God, thy new and sustaining grace. Give unto them such glimpses of the glory that thou art preparing for them, that their hearts may be gladdened and that they may be filled with joy. Lord, hear us on behalf of those who are sick in body, wherever they are tonight, whether in their own homes or in nursing homes or institutions. We pray thee, O God, to be with them, and may they know above everything else that they're in thy hands, and may they know that they're there ever safe. Lord, bless them and keep them and their loved ones from anxious care. We pray for those who are sick in mind and pray that they may be relieved, and we remember the bereaved and the sorrowing. O Lord, God of comfort and of consolation, we pray thee to bless all such and to draw them even through their grief and sorrow nearer unto thyself. We remember all who are in any kind of trouble. We realize, O God, more and more how little we know of one another. The heart knoweth her own bitterness. We pray thee, therefore, for any who are heavy-hearted in this service, any who are conscious of failure and of sin and of shame. O God, we thank thee that we can pray for all such with great confidence. Thou hast told us that if we confess our sins, that thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We pray, therefore, that all such may know the blessed cleansing, and may know that they are restored unto thee. Have mercy upon those who may be amongst us who have been backsliding, fallen into sin, and have wandered far away. Lord, we thank thee that thou art still as the father of that prodigal son, and may they know that there is an abundant welcome to them as they return this evening. Wilt thou heal them and restore them and establish their goings and send them upon their way rejoicing. O Lord, we thank thee that thy love never faileth. We thank thee, O Lord, that whenever we come truly unto thee, acknowledging our sin and looking only unto Jesus Christ and his blood, thou dost ever pardon us and forgive us and renew us and restore us. Hear us then, O Lord, and glorify thy name in our midst, and unto thee shall we give all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Hear us, O Lord, and pardon and forgive us all our every sin, as we ask these mercies, pleading nothing but the name and the merit of thy dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.